Here we'd like to introduce Jonathan Chipman. Chipman is a scientist at the Space Science and Engineering Center at the University of Wisconsin. He specializes in developing advanced remote sensing technology. Chipman applies that technology to questions about water quality and other environmental issues. Jonathan Chipman says these two images of Green Bay illustrate developments in satellite technology during the last quarter century.
The top image shows an older Landsat image that was collected in 1979, and it has a couple of characteristics that differentiate it from more modern systems. It's got a coarser spatial resolution, so each individual pixel of that image corresponds to an area that's about 250 by 250 feet on the ground. So you're not going to be reading anyone's license plate with that imagery.
Chipman says the sensors on that satellite could not capture the full spectrum of colors that humans can see. He says technology has advanced a lot since then.
The image on the lower half of this scene shows a Landsat image from 2000, September 8th, that was acquired using the newer version of the instrument. It's got a finer spatial resolution on the ground, but it also has a number of additional spectral bands, which allow us to display this in something approximating what we consider true color.
Chipman says the bright green color in the lower image is algae blooming in the water of Green Bay. Scientists can match the different shades of color in this picture with measurements of chlorophyll taken in the water. When they combine both kinds of information, they can use other satellite images to determine concentrations of algae in other waters. Chipman says that's a good example of how interpreting satellite images almost always relies on data collected on the ground, or in this case, in a boat.
Going out into the environment and taking samples, bringing them back to the laboratory, making measurements in the field, looking at soils, looking at water quality, looking at agricultural crops, on the ground, getting your hands and feet dirty. 99.99% of the time when scientists are working with these images, they are utterly dependent on people going out into the field and helping them understand what's going on.